Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Frankly, I really enjoy beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Edition. What was your favorite moment of the 2024 Packers season? I feel like we have focused a lot on the negative. I'm trying to accentuate the positives today. And the... I know I have that beautiful Aaron snow, but for the half of inch of snow that we got up here in Green Bay, I really love the super wide shovel I have that I bought at the local Goodwill. Clear that driveway like that, edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location. I hate to be this guy, but what the hell are we doing here? How have we not fixed this? Why didn't you drive over to his house, give him a new iPad or something? Like, what are we doing? We're a television show now, people.
He's Audio T.
Audio T.
He's a rat. Radio is rot. Radio only T. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Why have you not fixed this?
I've put my best people on it. I've tried it. I've done different things. It worked Tuesday on WTMJ's link. And for whatever reason, it's just not working. We've went iPad. I've tried phone. Jody has helped. I'm going to be honest with you. Jesse has not helped. He's not done anything. He texts me like, I'm Johnny IT. Hey, did you get that fixed today? I'm like, yeah, bro. I know you're already on the cruise ship, but like, come on.
I have offered my opinion.
We have given effort. Sarah's probably put 2 hours into this. It has not worked. So
unpaid.
I was frustrated yesterday. I am now not going to be
resigned.
Frustrated. I'm going to root it. Radio only old T today, and I'm just going to go about my business. My mom, she's disappointed. It's when she gets to see me. She's an avid YouTuber now, so she likes to see what hat I'm wearing and what the sweatshirt or whatever I'm doing. So I am frustrated, but I'm not going to sit here and pout and cry about it like I did 2 days ago. I'm going to just move forward with my life.
Okay. I think that's a really good way to go. I have not pouted and cried about it. Now it's my turn to do that. This is really irritating.
Okay. Trust me. I don't know how we did a show. And remember when I wanted to Zoom? I'm not going to rehash, but we were texting each other. You go. And we did a ton of interviews in the early days of the show. So I don't know how we managed to do that for a couple of years. It's a lot better. But ironically, people have said that they've really enjoyed the shows this week. So maybe I'm better off being root and let you guys be the YouTube stars, and I'll just kind of sit in the wings and just be myself. Maybe that's the way we need to go.
Today's poll question, is Wilde and Tausch better when Tausch is not on the video stream? I'm not saying it's a canyon that's going to get win as no, but I think no will win, and by a healthy margin. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm going to put that in the field. So as you continue to not be visible, Ben Johnson was very visible yesterday. It happened during the course of our program, his lame-o beating Matt LaFleur joke. Have you gotten now, 24-ish hours later, any feel from, you know, you've got your buddies that text you, and obviously you appear on a variety of shows across ESPN Wisconsin, as do I. You talk to Vinny and Eric and the crew on Wisconsin's morning news every day on WTMJ. Have you gotten any feel for how that has been viewed by the general public and the Packers fan base?
I think there's a lot of us that feel like we just occupy so much headspace.
Rent free.
What they're doing. Here you got the sexiest hire of this cycle. Everybody wanted Ben Johnson. You found a way to get him. Kudos to you. Whether or not he's going to be any good, I don't know. They don't know. They all hope, right? And the big takeaway, and maybe it's just us being Wisconsin, you know, fans and Packer fans that took it this way. That was the remark that got the most oxygen yesterday from that press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And it just continues to reiterate. And I don't know if we felt this way in the 80s when Ditka and Walter Payton and Jimmy McMahon. I'm trying. Who is the safety? Gary Fencik, Otis Wilson,
Dave Duerson.
What a squad.
Mike Singletary.
I mean, that's a great squad. I don't know if we had that same, like when Forrest Gregg got hired, was it all about, you know, beating the blanket Bears? I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe it was with Bart Starr. That I don't know. I don't record that history. But it just seems like, I really think when Aaron Rodgers did that, I own you, and Bears fans, ardent Bears fans, media, they all had a look at it and say, dang, he's right. The insecurity that fomented from that is not gone anywhere. They can say, well, we beat you at Lambeau. Everybody knows that was a preseason game. But they'll put it down as a win, and Caleb Williams will say he's undefeated at Lambeau, and that's true. But they know. And their insecurities as a complete organization showcased itself in a big way yesterday with how Ben Johnson delivered that, if you want to call it a joke. It reeked of insecurity to me.
Yeah, I just didn't. And again, it was more, and I pointed this out.
It was unprompted. Jason, it was unprompted. That didn't make any sense.
And it was personal.
Yeah. You didn't like him.
Right? It wasn't, you know, I know how important the Packers-Bears rivalry is, and, you know, being here at Halas Hall, I was talking to a lot of folks that have been here for a long time, and, you know, we talked about when Lovie Smith came in, and he said our number one priority is going to be to beat the Packers. And Ben Johnson, if he'd have gotten a little bit of coaching, could have said, you know, Lovie was right about that, because they've been a thorn in this organization's side for a long time. Well, it stops now, you know. We got to win against them in the regular season finale, and now we're going to take it to them, because to do what we want to do here in Chicago, we want to win a Super Bowl. Well, you got to win the division first. You want to get home field. You want to get that number one seed, although it didn't work out so well for us in Detroit. Right, so like, it just, again, He's a really smart offensive mind. I think he's going to make Caleb Williams better. But I don't understand what he was going for. And my biggest question mark is, and I said this to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, like, I didn't, you know, I don't want to text LaFleur and ask him, is there beef with him and Ben Johnson? Is there a story behind this? But I kind of do want to ask him. Just because he didn't say the Packers. He said Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
And the fact that he chose to name check him when he said that. And by the way, it's not like it was his unit that was outsmarting Matt LaFleur's unit. Like, Matt LaFleur coaches the offense.
I hope Aaron Glenn does the same thing in New York. Then you know there's some real juice there. If he said, yeah, I'm going to miss smoking Matt LaFleur twice a year for the last 2-3 years. And by the way, they split last year and they beat us twice this year. So, hey, man, I told Vinny this morning. It's good for business. It's good if there's more juice. And the fact that this is how they decided to launch their new coach, kudos, whatever. It's going to be the monster storyline when inevitably Green Bay plays Chicago on week one. It will be everywhere. It's bulletin board, everything that you want to put in there, and I'm all for it. I think it's great. We need passion in sports. If you don't have passion and you don't have people riled up and irritated, I don't think sports are as good. So sign me up. Pour me in, coach. I am all in on this rivalry getting a little reignition.
But not to my point of wanting them to be good, so there's lots on the line when they play each other.
No, it's even better. It's even better if they're a little bit better, and then we just, you know, rip their hearts out. But who knows? That's the beauty of the NFL, and that's why it's such a popular place, because I don't think anybody in Philadelphia or Dallas last year is thinking, oh, I really hope Washington gets better because they stink. We'd love for this rivalry. Next thing you know, they're sitting there in an NFC championship game a year later after having the number 2 pick. That's the beauty of why I think a big reason why the NFL, because you're selling hope. The Bears sold hope yesterday, and people bought it. And
that's all they have to sell, though, right?
I mean, we'll find out. That's the same. You literally could say the same thing about Washington. You could say the same thing about all these teams that are top 10 draft picks. And the beautiful part of the NFL is you can flip it quickly if you get the right impact guy along with the right coaching staff. Things flip quickly, and you're finding that out, and that's why this pressure on these coaches ratchets up year in and year out.
Well, again, the Bears are not living rent-free in our heads on this show. But and I got a couple of messages yesterday from, you know, loyal listeners / viewers, for those that have video to be seen, saying, you know, why is it that every time something happens with the Bears, you guys talk about it? Well, the Bears are relevant because this is a Packers-centric show, especially when the new coach says something about the Packers coach. That we're going to talk about that. But whatever they do, just like the Lions and the Vikings, Tausch, like the Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy, whatever the Vikings are going to do at quarterback, you know, I think Homer puts it as everything is important as it relates to the Green Bay Packers. So I think these things are important, and they are interesting. And if, as Ben Johnson said yesterday, he is able to wake a, quote, sleeping giant, then things do change. The calculus changes in the NFC North. And for an organization that Aaron Rodgers correctly stated, I own you, I still own you, I mean, the Bears winning that meaningless regular season finale, it meant a lot to the Bears, and it meant something to the Packers in that you didn't really feel great about how they were playing, but in the grand scheme of things, it didn't affect the Packers' playoff positioning, etc. They are relevant to us as a show. So we're not going to break down who they're playing at right tackle, but them hiring a new coach is significant.
I think obviously this season and the way the NFC North was viewed and how the playoffs played out, And I, for as much as the Ben Johnson, if Ben Johnson doesn't bring up Matt LaFleur, I doubt we're barely talking about
him. I agree.
But since he did, I do wonder how Matt LaFleur is viewed just around the league. I mean, I think most people look at him as a very smart coach. But I said this, and I jotted a note down last week. I know we took a long break.
Ooh, jotting.
In my note calendar thing. And I said this, I think, on Tuesday. But it just continues. I really hope that Matt LaFleur continues to watch how Andy Reid approaches things on the sideline. And I know Andy Reid has been, he's an old war horse by now. He's been around forever. But watching how he handles himself when blank hits the fan, that to me is something I really hope Matt LaFleur gets a lot better at. I still want him yelling. I still want passion. But I don't want him going overboard and doing the things that I was very critical of him this season. I thought he did not have a great year as the head football coach for the Packers. I think he's been a fantastic coach. I would say this was probably the most disappointing I've seen. And it's crazy to say that because Malik Willis and what he did is probably one of his crown jewels. So I'm torn on that aspect, but
Natalie Imbruglia,
I hope he watches the composure of what Andy Reid does and how he handles his business, because that to me, I don't want him watching Nick Sirianni. I'd love to see him watch Andy Reid and say, all right, there's a flag. Yeah, you can maybe yell for a second and get back in your playbook and say, all right, how are we going to handle this? I just noticed it vividly in that Texans-Chiefs game last weekend. I jotted it down, and I thought, I hope Matt LaFleur does this, because obviously I don't mind ruffling feathers. He can ruffle. There's some feathers ruffled there with Ben Johnson. There's no doubt. I don't know why, but there is. And I'd like to see him take that next step in his evolution as – he's no longer some young rookie coach. He's one of the elder statesmen in this division and in this league, and I just hope he continues to grow. And if he has a better season next year, you're going to see Jordan Love have a better season as well.
I think it's not to sound like Alex Strofe, but I think it's a really good point and really well said. And I do think, there was a piece written after the conversation we had and after what you had said on Green Bay game night about Kevin O'Connell eating his lunch and his kind of behavior. I was hoping to do that story, but I wanted to talk to LaFleur about it first, and I still want to do that because I do think it's something moving forward. But that, to me, I would like to – it didn't feel like the kind of question you really want to ask an oppressor, only because TV cameras are rolling. I think his answer is not going to be as good. When I talk to him one-on-one next, I don't know when that will be, I think it is a very important question, and I think your observation was spot on. And so, I know that we're not hypercritical of him a lot, but that is one area that you and I agree on. Like, it felt like, whether it was a tightness, whether it was a feeling the pressure, whether it was just being overly emotional, it was definitely something that stood out about this season. There's no two ways about it. All right, I want to get to some other stuff. We will not discuss the Bears head coach any further. Although I did, based on what I'm reading from Bears beat writers who I really trust, and I know they don't have navy and orange pom-pons out, the balance of his press conference was pretty good. And just so you put in perspective how bad things have been, since the Bears fired Lovie Smith, Mark Trestman for 2 years, John Fox for three, Matt Nagy for four, Matt Eberflus for 2.5, and then Thomas Brown for the rest of that. The Bears' combined winning percentage since 2012, 76-120. That is a 38.8% winning clip. That is not a very high percentage.
How is Xavier McKinney not on the DPOY list?
Because Joe Shane told us that safeties don't matter. Jesse, you're firing up a lot of texts right now. Let's get to those next after Tausch tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Happy New Year! We only got a couple days left before the new year. I think you have to stop saying it at January 31st. This is when this deal ends for Pella. It means a lot of rough days ahead, and it's been a tough month for people that suffer from seasonal affective disorder. Plenty of gray.
You're telling me.
A lot of frigid days. And you know what we all just want? We want to be snuggly and warm at home. And we don't want our energy bills skyrocketing with the heat that we're pumping from our furnace, flying out your old crappy windows. Get together with Pella Windows and Doors. Get it fixed. Get it done. Make your home as beautiful on the outside as it is comfortable on the inside. Celebrate the new year. Zero interest. 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But hurry up. You only have until the 31st of January. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply.
So I don't have the official Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin copy in front of me. I don't get sent that all the time.
Okay.
Does it say crappy windows? Is that what it says, or is that an ad lib?
No, it's an ad lib.
Oh, okay.
He tells it like it is.
He does.
What did you want me to say?
Rot. Radio only tea. You know, poor, substandard, drafty.
Yeah, but crappy paints a better picture.
I empathize with
it. Crappy could be numerous.
Crappy windows.
Full of mold or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All-encompassing.
Just go get it done. Go get it fixed. Get them done. Get it set.
Like multifaceted
Jesse.
Word. Yeah.
Like Jesse's getting it done with the video
Tausch,
stream.
Tausch, you want me to come over today? I can come and take a look. And
fix that crappy video stream.
We can do what we can do.
More radio-only Tausch.
Watch Peacock.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone.
Are you done now?
My Netflix went out this morning, too. Streaming services, I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
It is what it is. It is what it is. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to sit here and be old man pouty, but it's
old
getting super
man
annoying.
Pouty.
It's getting super annoying out here in Stream City, USA. I can tell you that.
We'll get to your text messages next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, you had a series of texts. One was from Dance and Danny, one was from Jackrabbit Mama, and then there was one in between asking which coach Tausch would like to play for most from the Carbless talk and text line. This is more, and we had more texts than I could get to in that window. Does this mean I can go back to folding my laundry, by the way, since Tausch can't see me and I won't be distracting him?
I guess if you were ever going to take advantage of the opportunity, this would be it. Yeah,
I do have a couple of hoodies that just got out of the dryer. So yeah,
Let's start with Jackrabbit Mama because I got this one up here. Regarding calling out Matt LaFleur, don't you think it was more parallel thought as he had just mentioned Dan Campbell and Kevin O'Connell by name? He was talking coaches, so the natural transition to talking Packers was to mention LaFleur. It feels like you're making a much bigger deal of this than is necessary. Introducing the new Bears coach must always include a reference to the Packers if history is any sort of teacher.
So Jackrabbit Mama, I love Jackrabbit Mama. Loved when she came into our ESPN Milwaukee studio. She's fantastic. But I'm just looking at Good Morning Football and what are their name? Brandt and what's the other guy's name? Schwager? Schlegel? What's his name?
Peter
Schrager.
Schrager.
Yeah. Schrager. Kyle Brandt.
Smart
Peter Schrager.
Dude. They're both smart guys. Ben, and this is a quote. Ben Johnson went out of his way to say Matt LaFleur's name in his introductory press conference. You'd think they're old friends or at least have crossed paths somewhere, but they haven't. They're not pals. They don't have any history together. This is a national guy that knows everybody. This is spicy. Couldn't agree more. So, Jackrabbit Mama, I love agreeing with you. I don't want to have to go against you, but I am here. This is not of the norm. If you want to say one of our big things as a Bears coach is to beat the Packers, totally get it. To call out LaFleur, that is spicy. Especially after you throw flowers at the other two coaches. Yeah, that's a spicy meatball, if you know what I mean.
So, all right, before we get to Dance and Danny's text. So you think he did it, why?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is you're a Bears coach and the Packers-Bears rivalry is obviously a big deal. I have no clue. Like, it makes no sense to me at all that unless you're trying to set the tone of that we're just that's how this is going to go. I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I don't have an answer. I would never in a million years do that, but I would never in a million years be the head football coach for the Chicago Bears.
No, you wouldn't, but you could be the offensive line coach at New Mexico if you wanted to be. So I guess my next question then, Jesse, is what other text messages do you have?
Yeah, this is from Dance and Danny. Hey, guys, I sort of wish LaFleur would talk tough occasionally. I find Ben Johnson's beating LaFleur twice a year a good thing. And yes, I realize all new Bears coaches say beating Green Bay is the job number one. It's from Dance and Danny. He wants more of that from LaFleur.
I think you are who you are.
Maybe he'll get it.
Yeah, I think you are who you are. Maybe. He's emotional on the sideline.
How do you think, you know old Waller's probably shot a note over to LaFleur, right? Hey, you see this? Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure that's how this goes. Because next time Matt LaFleur gets in front of a mic, a combine, or whatever it's going to be, you best believe that's going to be the first question asked by whomever. What do you think Matt LaFleur makes of this whole scenario? You think he's like, oh boy, what is this guy doing? Or is it on? Like, how do you think he views that, Jason?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think he probably thinks it's dumb. And the part that I want to know is, what do you like to say? Who urinated in your Cheerios? Did Matt LaFleur do something to urinate in Ben Johnson's Cheerios at some point? To Jackrabbit Mama's point, yeah, he was talking about the other two coaches, one that he worked for, and Kevin O'Connell, who is also in the Coach of the Year discussion, and then obviously he's the coach of the Bears now. So there was only one coach left in the division. Here's the thing, and you said it, and you beat me to it. They didn't even beat the Packers twice a year. They lost to them on Thanksgiving last year. So, like, it's not even rooted in reality. Like, they did, they have flipped the script.
Well, most recently they did, in fairness.
It's not what he said, though. He said every year. So, twice a year.
Well, I'm not going to mince words. The bottom line on this, and I do think Packer fans are probably like, all right, enough. I get it. This makes the things a lot spicier. And all in all, I think as a Packer fan, I am looking at this whole transaction. They signed Kevin O'Connell to a big, fat, new extension up in Minnesota. I am much more worried now about Minnesota than I am about anybody else. And I can't believe I'm saying that as we sit here off of what I thought all season. And by the way, I was wrong until I was right about the Vikings. I was right, but I was wrong for a long time before I got right. That's just the reality of what happened. And now with a new quarterback and what they're going to end up doing, I don't know. Kevin O'Connell is a dude.
Yeah.
And if on Jim, Matt, and Molly last night, they asked me, take LaFleur out of it. Who would I want coaching if I had to pick between the other three? And you could have had me blink quicker to say Kevin O'Connell. That's the guy I want. If I'm looking at it from any other perspective.
And so why is that? Because if we're being honest, he's got a little, he's a Wilde type of coach, right? Cares about his players, talks about empathy, and he seems like he's certainly not emotional, right? He does what you want. What you were talking about with LaFleur earlier, that is Kevin O'Connell, man. Like, things don't go well, he does not act the fool.
It's not Panic City.
Right. So what is it? Why? What makes you say that? Because I agree with you, by the way. I would pick him over Dan Campbell. I would pick him over Ben Johnson. I would pick him over a lot of coaches, frankly. What makes you say that, though?
I really respect what he did with Sam Darnold. I really respect it. And the fact that he turned his defense over and let Flores cook, he just seems, and I loved, for as painful as it was to watch Sam Darnold come in that locker room, when I watched that video of O'Connell standing there and just the pride that he had for his guys, it's hard for me to ever say anything positive about a Minnesota Viking. I thought that was really cool from his perspective. And I think he's a smart coach. He is an even-keeled guy. I wish that Minnesota would have butchered it and not extended him and let him go, because I do think he is a really good football coach. And with the talent that they're amassing up there, I think they, like, right now, I'm not going to make any predictions because I think it's idiotic until free agency and the draft to start kind of speculating. And the fact that they don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. I think their organization and what they're doing, they've turned a corner and are doing some really good things up there. And I don't like saying that, but that's how I feel and how I see what they've been able to do. Two out of the last three seasons has been pretty doggone good with not having an elite Hall of Fame type quarterback. I got to tip my cap to him.
Well, and let's be honest, if Kirk Cousins doesn't rupture his Achilles, they probably are a playoff team last season too. So he has done it. Speaking of coaches, let's get to that one last text, Jesse, from the Carbless Talking text line. From Gerard, a Frenchie, a Wentouch Blade, would you rather play for a coach like Matt LaFleur, Andy Reid, or Dan Quinn?
Not bad.
Thanks, Jesse.
It was
French.
It was
a French pirate.
A question? Yeah.
French pirate.
Were you asking a question? I have no clue. I zoomed out when you started talking gibberish.
It wasn't gibberish.
And no, it was gibberish.
Everything you do doesn't exactly land.
what?
Rile him up.
I can't see him, so I'm trying some different techniques. When Tausch played, would he rather play for a coach like Matt LaFleur, Andy Reid, or Dan Quinn? That is from Jared in Canton, Ohio.
And who would you rather get that croissant with?
A beignet.
So is his name really Jared, or is it Jariot? It's spelled I-A-D. So that's a conversation for another day.
It's not.
It's J-E-R-I-A-D. Jariot.
It's pronounced Jared.
Anyways. Yeah, I don't think so. How can it be I-A with an ad? But whatever. Andy Reid.
Name him.
Is the guy. What do you mean? Andy Reid. To answer your or Jared or Jariot or whoever asked this question, some French pirate. I'm not 100% sure where this is coming from. What I'll say is Andy Reid, and it's because he's consistent in what he does, and obviously he wins a ton. So I love the creativity. There's a lot of things to like, but Andy Reid's got that old school mix with the new school vibes, and he's kind of figured out the formula of what he needs to do to win. So that's who I would pick in that case.
There you have it. All right, we got more to get to. We've had some fun with this Ben Johnson thing, but now we're done. We'll get to more of Packers-related aspects of this offseason. I do want to get to... I had a lot of people reach out, a couple of texts from avid listeners on the private talk and text line, got an email or two, a couple tweets, that the Jaden Daniels versus Jordan Love, which wasn't really a versus question, but we framed it that way, had people thinking a lot about Jordan Love and where he's at in his development. We'll get to that coming up.
That was the goal.
Exactly. That was what we were trying to do here, people. After Tausch tells us about Kohler Services.
Oh, Kohler Services. You know I love Doug and the great team over there. And if you're in need, you have an old mold here. If you go to a hotel and you see those old crummy bathrooms.
Crappy, some might say.
Always makes, well, that would have been funny too. I went over when I was in Kohler last summer. I said, I got to see what everything, the history of it, how they've done it. And Kohler Services, what a great Wisconsin company. If you've been putting off that bath or shower remodel, now is the time. to turn to Kohler Stores. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer, providing care for life. And this month, only get $1,000 off your Luxtone shower remodel. No payment financing until 2026. That, I believe, is a full calendar year. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation. Well, that is always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
More next. It's Will Dietz-Hausch.
Welcome
to the 2025 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
The NFL Draft is now underway.
Live from historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
With the first pick.
Thursday, April 24th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less?
So for those who critiqued the approach we took, it's a fair critique because we did poll it as a direct either or. Okay, so I'm not saying that we didn't deserve your view, but I hope you, if you've been a long time listener to the show, you understand.
What did that end up
good
turning
jumping
out
off point?
Oh boy, what did that turn out at?
It's almost as if you read my mind, and I was setting the stage to tell you how that poll. Which is now final.
How do you think it ended,
old
T?
I think it's way too many Jordan Love voters on there. That's what I'm going to guess. 60-40?
1,289 votes were cast.
That's a good little poll for the new era of X. Well, pretty good.
We do have the blue check mark on Wilde and Tausch. One quarterback got 53% of the vote. The other quarterback got 47% of the vote.
Wow.
So a 3 percentage point swing would have made it fitty-fitty.
You know what cracks me up? And I'm going to be honest. Some of
Aren't
our
you
fans
usually
that
honest?
Were getting after me about being Homer. I try to be as much as I can. Homer City, USA. Remember, oh, Tausch, you better be a Homer. Bah, bah, bah. Okay. That's way too high. It is. Jordan Love has not shown the consistency. I don't want to be going on a crusade here. But Jaden Daniels' rookie season is better than what Jordan Love has put out. It just is. And what we saw last year in the back half is what Jaden Daniels has done pretty consistently throughout his whole rookie season. Jordan Love last year at this time, I felt, was one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFC. And not in the whole league, but in the NFC. Right now, there is nobody, I don't think, outside of, there'd be very few people that would say, I want Jordan Love at $55 million. And I know that's not the argument. I don't want to make that the case, but it is part of the equation. It just feels like we all want the Packers to be great. We want to win championships. I'd love to be previewing the Detroit Lions Packer game this weekend, or the Commanders Packers game. That'd be fun.
Yeah, Atlanta. No, it'd been at Washington. Never mind.
That's not the world that we're living in. And I think to look at this realistically, I don't think you should be at that number. I think that's crazy high for Jordan after two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say he can't get there. Jaden Daniels just had, quite possibly, outside, I don't know how Dan Marino's stats hold up, but he's always been the gold standard rookie quarterback.
Sure.
I don't know how you could ask more of Jaden Daniels. His roster is not as good as the Packers. His roster's not anywhere. If he pulls this off in Philly would be right. If you did one of those checkmark deals, offensive line, defensive line, who's got the advantage? Every blank and checkmark goes to the Eagles except for quarterback. So this isn't some prisoner of the moment. Jaden Daniels is a special talent. And I think that poll, I never tell you how to vote. I'm glad that we have the voting, and it's great. I think it's crazy that it's that close. I do.
So Dan Marino, for those, now he started nine games.
Do you guys
games
agree? Am I crazy to think that's crazy?
No, I was just going to give the perspective on Dan Marino briefly, but I can nip that in the bud. No.
I like perspective.
You're right.
Isotoner gloves. And Dan Marino definitely a better actor than Brett Favre.
Isotoner gloves doing here.
Yeah, he used to hawk the isotoner gloves. He was the spokesman.
He was the goat, man.
He was the spokesmodel
back in the day.
So in 1983, he started 9 games as a rookie. They went 7-2, 20 touchdowns, 6 picks, 96
Sweet
rating. 84 was the year that they went to the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
84 season, started all 16 games. They went 14-2. He threw for 5,000 yards.
Another quarterback with a perm. I think we need more permed quarterbacks.
48 touchdowns. We'll get to your perm in a second.
What are we going to do with infomercials when everything goes streaming?
Well, they weren't info. They were commercials. He didn't do Isotoner glove infomercials. Oh.
I don't know if his old lineman probably fully appreciated. He just gave him Isotoner gloves. I don't know if that's moving the needle from a gift standpoint, but I digress.
48 touchdowns, 17 picks, a 108.9 passer rating his second year when they went to the Super Bowl. So there you have it. Yes, that is. I'm a Packers fan, and I have my green and gold glasses on, and that's why I voted for Jordan Love, because I don't know how you can argue based on the performance that you saw from Jaden Daniels this season, and by the way, continue to see, because he's in the NFC Championship game.
He's still playing.
You can vote that way.
So if I'm looking at this from a divisional standpoint, I want Jordan Love before I want anybody in the division. And I know you'll say, what about Jared Goff? No, I don't want Jared Goff. I think he's done fine. I think he is going to find out, unless they get a coordinator that is dynamite, I think you're going to see a lot of what you saw in that postseason game and against the Houston Texans. You're going to see a lot more of that, Jared Goff, than what you've seen in the past. And this is going to sound crazy. I think that the Detroit Lions, because of their window, should trade Jared Goff back to the Rams for Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Who would possibly say
bring
yes
everybody
to that?
Back full circle? The Rams are probably looking at it saying, all right, we're nice and everything else, but if Matthew Stafford wanted to and go back and chase, and I know the Rams bounce back a lot quicker than everybody thought. It's not going to happen, but the Detroit Lions would be, now they finally have a team that Matthew Stafford languished all these years there, never having a roster good enough. And ironically, he goes to the Rams, wins a championship, then they have to rebuild, and now the roster's good enough, and it would behoove Detroit to have him again. It would be the ultimate you can go home again story. Now, it's not going to happen, but that's what should. If people really want the story, that would be fantastic.
You're right. It's not going to happen.
Is your entire plan for this offseason just getting players who used to play for teams to go back to them? You did it with Devontae last week. Now you're doing it with Stafford and Goff.
Tell me why. No, Jesse, that is not what I want to do, but tell me that both don't make a ton of sense. A ton.
It doesn't make sense for the Rams.
Why not?
Why do they have to give back?
They were division winners. They're contenders again next year, right away. That division.
He's also on his last legs. You all of a sudden say, we will do the same trade. We'll give you a first-round pick to take Jared Goff again. Same deal. The Rams get another quarterback. They get Sean McVay, wants to develop a young guy. Goff's his bridge guy. Stafford comes and tries to chase another championship with the Detroit Lions. Everybody would win.
All right. Again, while independently, your idea of the Lions.
That's not going to happen. But it should.
They told Jared Goff, you're not good enough to get us to a Super Bowl. We're sending you to Detroit. You think he's going to be open to going back to playing for the same coach?
You think he's got a no-trade clause? Maybe he does.
He's got an opinion and an ego. Yeah.
All right. First of all, as is often the case with Tausch, he makes two good points. He just may have gone a bridge too far, right? Because
how so?
First of all, you're right. Like, Matthew Stafford, his expiration date is approaching.
It's there. Yes.
Okay, so you're right about that. So they do need to develop their next quarterback. They did trade for the guy that got him over the top and got them a Super Bowl title. And Jared Goff got them to a Super Bowl, but they didn't win. And they scored, what, 6 points in that game? So three. On that half of your statement.
13 to 3.
Yeah, I think it was 3.
Great defensive
you're right.
deal. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. Entertained me. On the other
you
side.
You cried the whole Monday after. That's such boring football. Blah,
it,
blah, blah, blah,
it was. It was.
I mean,
no,
it wasn't like.
You never hear anybody say, God, remember that Patriots-Rams Super Bowl? What a great Super Bowl that was.
The most
forgettable Super Bowl, perhaps.
On the other side of the equation, I can't believe I'm breaking this down, but I'm going to. I think Tausch is also right. Much like when Aaron Rodgers was an unhappy camper going into the 21 season and missed all the offseason program, and Sean McVay inquired about his potential availability in a trade, and Kyle Shanahan tampered with Aaron Rodgers, allegedly, behind the scenes, like trying to steal Matt LaFleur's wife, I believe is what Tausch likened it to. They both said, hey, we got a great offense. It schemes guys open, but we need somebody better than what we've got at quarterback. We need better than Garoppolo. We need better than Goff. And they both acted on it. Remember? The 49ers drafted Trey Lance. They were wrong about him, but they drafted him. The Rams traded for Matthew Stafford. They were right about him. They won a Super Bowl. If I'm the Lions, and I like Jared Goff. I do. And I love the reclamation project and the story
he's
of
been
him
awesome.
Becoming what
totally
he has now become with them. But I don't think he's probably good enough for them to win a Super Bowl. Now, you could say that's palmy and that, hey, if they had a defense that was healthy, they are in the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. And I'd have a hard time refuting that.
Yeah.
Right? But I think there's the possibility that the Lions are in the same place that the Rams and the 49ers thought they were back in 21, which was, hey, we're really good, but we don't think our quarterback's good enough to get us to the promised land. Because Garoppolo, didn't 2 years earlier, didn't he get the 49ers to the Super Bowl? And then they lost?
He did. Yep.
So I'm
not saying this is going to happen. I'm saying if you really are looking for the story, and it makes a ton of sense, Matthew Stafford's doing Fox Sunday. He is right there on the doorstep of calling it. McVay knows that. Wouldn't it be a fun story? He gets to play indoors for almost the full season, which I think as an older dude, he's probably going to be on board with. Go back to Detroit and finish the deal, and then the Rams get another pick. You almost do the exact same trade, but you flip it. That's fun.
Is this?
That's fun.
I would never accuse you of plagiarism.
Oh, no.
Okay. You're accusing me of plagiarizing? What I would believe most people would say is the dumbest idea I've ever had?
So I believe you that you have no idea what I'm about to tell you. This is a tweet from Evan Cohen.
Yeah.
At 5:55 a.m. Earlier in the week. What was that? Tuesday?
It was multiple days ago.
This is unbelievable. For all that you guys do to get after each other when he's on our show, I'm reading directly from his tweet. I'm dead serious. Goff at a first for Stafford makes so much sense for both teams.
Get out of here.
Rams are young and need long-term stability at quarterback and still have the draft capital to pick a young quarterback for the long term. Lions need a QB to put them over the top in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You guys share the same brain.
It's a great idea by Evan, and now I have to cite him because I do follow him, and subconsciously maybe that's seeped into my head. I don't know. But it's a fantastic idea, and I think it needs to happen, and it won't. But there you go.
Wow, you guys, the two of you. I can't wait for next Tuesday when you guys can talk about how you think a lot alike. I don't believe that you plagiarized that, by the way. I believe that you had this independent thought, and I love
when
it.
When you look at this, the bottom line, I know you're like, well, now you're talking about the – I think the Detroit Lions window, while it's not slam shut –
is closing.
That was a it rapidly closed, mm-hmm. and now you got to climb it again. And getting that one seed, it's such a – and then if you could just get through the next week – You feel better about it. They were unable to do that. And now to get back there with a whole new operation, I'm not saying they can't do it, but I'm saying I would prefer being in Green Bay's spot over where Detroit is with how things look as we sit here, whatever day it is, 22nd of January.
We will get to the Packers, I promise. I don't think this trade is a good idea. And it's not going to happen. But what is a good idea is to swing over to Steinhoffel's right now, because you know they have the best selection of Beautyrest mattresses. And people who are at their best get their Beautyrest. Get it? Test rest a Beautyrest black mattress at Steinhoffel's, and you'll have a chance to win a dream vacation to Hawaii. Queen Beautyrest mattresses start at just $42 a month when you use Steinhoffel's 60-month financing, and you can upgrade your sleep to the Beautyrest Black and get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. Don't overpay for a good night's sleep. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. There are some opinions in the YouTube comments. We'll get to them next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans, this is 100.5 ESPN.
Hold on, I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone. I don't want to move on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone for good. You're slipping through my fingertips a little bit.
The YouTube comments, what, Jesse, do kids still say they're lit? Is that still popular?
Why would you ask Jesse? Jesse's older than we are.
That's fair.
I don't hear the kids saying that much anymore these days. They're fire.
Yeah, fire's a big one. RN.
Mike in the right YouTube now. Comments. I thought June was when we start saying whatever the hell we want to say.
He's right.
But what I liked from Mike was this, and I want you to tell me if you're on board with this or not. I know this, if it's Detroit or the field in the NFC North next season, I like the field. I thought that was a really interesting framing, and I agree with
that. That is, in essence, again, it takes me a while to kind of steer through things.
Yes, it does.
Jared Goff is going to be their quarterback, and I think Ben Johnson is super excited. And I said this yesterday about Caleb Williams and getting the lab with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he realizes that all of his creativity and ingenuity and fun plays was kind of something that needed to happen mm-hmm. to make Jared Goff's life easier. But make no mistake about it, he feels like this division is there for the taking.
I agree.
He looks at what Minnesota's got, and they don't know what they got quarterback-wise, and they've been able to beat them. He knows Detroit inside and out, and maybe that's why he's taking that hard stand against the Packers. He realizes, and some tough, hard-nosed games that the Packers and Lions have played, he knows that's where he thinks they need to get to win the North. There's just something in me that realizes that he sees what the North was. And, yes, guys want challenges and, yep, all of that. But I think he sees an overinflated valuation mm-hmm. and knows he can go trim some fat and private equitize these Chicago Bears and make it very profitable very quickly in a division that I think most people look at as, oh, my God, they're stacked. Anytime you ever hear of a division being stacked with uncertainty at quarterback like the Vikings have, and I think what the Detroit Lions are going to find out, I think that's why Ben Johnson's so excited about what he's doing.
All right. I want to get to your favorite moment of the Packers 2024 season, because I feel like, and I don't think we're an overly negative program per se, but there's been a lot, you know, when you lose your last three games, there's definitely not the same feeling as there was last year as they were coming out of the regular season and out of the playoffs. So, I because here's the thing. I'm not sure what even the correct answer is. Like, there's not a clear-cut answer. Like, last year, there were a bunch of choices, but I would argue that...
I got mine.
From 2023, I'm saying there were a bunch of choices, and I think probably beating the Cowboys in their first playoff game with this young team should be the runaway. I don't know if there's a clear-cut choice for me in 2024. We'll get to that to kick off the 10 o'clock hour after Tausch tells us about Coors Light.
Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light's bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. So there's always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.